Well, I could listen to him all day. That is Sonny Stitt with Blues Greasy. It is, of course, his own composition, and that is from 1957, from his album Work Done. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead. We have some work to do. I hope you had a good enough weekend that allowed you some measure of rest to put this crazy world we're living in proper perspective. And that is, put it at a distance and keep moving. Well, two things we'll be talking about today. The question of Trump's mental fitness for office, raised again recently, just recently, by an organization of psychiatrists, psychologists, and mental health professionals, appears to have gone dead. The professional group had warned that Trump has, quote, a dangerous mental illness, unquote, and that should bar him from being president of the United States. But he did become president, and he's vying to become president again. The question we are going to address today is, could raising Trump's allegedly severe mental problems trigger similar questions about Biden's mental health? And is that the reason why it appears that the whole issue has been dropped? That if the question is raised with respect to Donald Trump, it will then next be raised in relation to Joe Biden. So keeping quiet on one front means keeping quiet on the other front. Quid pro quo. Is that possible? That's the first question. The second issue that I want you to consider for today is this: an escalation of violence and racial hatred against blacks has prompted 19 black families to purchase more than 90 acres of land in Wilkinson County, Georgia, where they intend to build their own separate all-black community to be called Freedom. Recent high-profile killings of blacks by police and white vigilantes has spurred the need to build, quote, safe, unquote, communities for blacks, organizers of the Freedom Georgia Initiative said. And that's why they're pursuing this particular project, getting it done. Will this plan work and guarantee blacks the safety they so desperately need? Or will it create new problems? And if so, what might those problems be? All right. Two topics that I've put forward. Choose either one and address it. Tell us what you're thinking. Again, just to remind you, the question regarding Trump's mental fitness for office, which was raised again recently by an organization of psychiatrists, psychologists, and mental health professionals, appears to have gone nowhere. The professional group had warned that Trump has, quote, a dangerous mental illness, unquote, that should bar him from being president of the United States. which he is already, and seeking to be again. Could raising Trump's allegedly severe mental problems trigger similar questions about Biden's mental health? And is that the reason that the question is not being pursued? And we also have this other issue. An escalation of violence and racial hatred against blacks has prompted 19 black families to purchase more than 90 acres of land in Wilkinson County, Georgia, to build their own separate all-black community, which is to be called Freedom. Recent high-profile killings of blacks by police and by white vigilantes has spurred a need to build, quote, safe, unquote, communities for blacks, organizers of the Freedom Georgia Initiative said. Will this plan work and guarantee blacks the safety they so desperately seek? Or will it create new problems? If so, what might those new problems be? 888-874-4888 is the number to call to express your point of view. Remember, we're moving along in our ability to do our presentations, so we want some nice tight presentations following what we discussed about how you put your presentations together to prove your point. The first person up today is Ed from Jamaica. Hello, Ed. You're on the air.
Hey, hello, Yatrice. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
Well, you know. should go without saying now. Me and my sons are here. I'd like to address the Wilkinson Freedom Community Movement, because I'm kind of tired of the orange man. I mean, it's just, we all know he's crazy. Whoever wants to comment on that, knock yourself out. This could be a good idea. I mean, I remember when I was a young man, back in the days of the Nation of Islam's push for separation from the larger United States population, and to get land so they can grow their own food, they can create their own community. It could be a good idea, but I think that as far as the black or Afro ADS or the descendants of slaves are far too intermingled within the society for it to work on any large scale. I think it would be a good grassroots movement, a good small movement, but I don't think it would work to any large scale. We're far too integrated within this society, and there's an interdependence on each other in this society to push for separation. I don't think it's on a grand scale it's a feasible idea.
But it's only 19 families.
Yeah, like I said, a small scale, it could be good for like but then you run into the cultish or clannish idea, one dynamic leader, a following, you know, it reminds me of David Koresh. It reminds me of Jim Jones. It reminds me of some of the fringe Muslim movements that tried to do the same thing. I mean, I'd read about it briefly over the weekend, but I'd have to do more research as to who these individuals are, what their history is, what their objective is, other than just securing a safe place for African Americans. I don't see it as being viable as far as a large scale movement. I don't see it working into what we really need to do to obtain some real justice in this society. I mean, the separatist movement had its time. It didn't blossom. I don't think it's a viable pursuit at this time.
But they do.
Yeah.
So are you in support of them or not in support of the idea?
I'm not. I mean, anybody with their own mindset, everyone has their own opinion, and if they have the wherewithal and the means, financial, socially, and spiritually, to do it, I don't have anything against them. I mean, more power to them. I just think at on a larger scale, if we're looking for racial justice, we're looking for reparations, we're looking for some the ability for in this society for African Americans to be treated as people and to have rights that are recognized by the state and by the government, we can't separate. We've got to organize and force this system to accept the crime that is done to us and force the system to accept us as human beings, which it hasn't done for 400 years plus. So I don't think a separation would be good on a grand scale as a final solution. I think the only final solution is forcing this society to accept our humanity, to accept our rights as United States citizens, and to pay the damage that the 400 years of organized racism, organized abuse, and chattel slavery has done to us as a people. I think that's the only way we're going to have any, and some reconciliation. That's the only way we're going to have any true justice in this. If a small group wants to separate and do what they got to do, I mean, more power to them. But I don't think it's an answer.
All right. Well, you put your case forward very well. Thank you so much for calling in and contributing today. Patricia from New York, you're on the air. How are you?
Good afternoon, Eutrice, and good afternoon to the PRN family.
Good afternoon.
You know, I read about this over the weekend, and my initial reaction was, way to go. But I think I have to agree with Ed. The infrastructure that would be required to sustain a self, to become self-sustaining as a community, we just don't have that. And that's not a put down of us as a people. I mean, it would be, that's what the Amish has done. And to some extent, that's what the Orthodox Jews do. But unfortunately, you know, just due to the consequences of, you know, an unconscious mind, we just don't have on a large scale that sense of being responsible for one another that you would need to develop such a community. So for example, you know, you would need the infrastructure. You need school. You would need a hospital. You would need all of those sustaining things that a community would need. Can you see, you know, middle class black folks who really want to be part of the, you know, the in crowd with white folks, can you see them moving? Because not that we can't develop that talent internally, but initially you would really need some conscious people to just be part of this. I mean, I think the idea is a wonderful one, and I certainly would be supportive of it and supportive of them. But I think the talent that we would need to get this off the ground just is not there right now. And you know, I hate to say that.
So what do they do in the meantime? Do they continue with the idea and address the question of at least putting the rudiments of a community together and continue planning, or do they just stop?
No, I think that's what they're trying to figure out right now. I mean, the first thing that has to happen is they've got to be able to clear the land. Then they've got to be able to build. You know, the things that you need more than anything else is housing, educate, you know, schools, and healthcare. And then you build all the other necessary infrastructure around that. So I think that's what they're trying to figure out right now. And I mean, I certainly would be willing to support, you know, their activities. But it's they've taken. I absolutely think it's a wonderful concept. And anything that I can do to support them, I'm willing to do.
Okay. That's great. Thank you for calling in and contributing. Gamba from Tampa, you're on the air.
Greetings to all.
Thank you.
And I would like to say, I would invest in that wholeheartedly in a heartbeat, without question. We so often come with apprehension and inhibition when it comes to us coming together and doing it carte blanche without question. Just go, do it. When is the good time to do it? When everything else is fine? It will never be fine. We have to just go with, you know, what they call it? Abandon your, reckless abandon. And pursue something that is ours. I grew up in Flushing, Queens when I left Trinidad. I went to Flushing High School. I go back to Flushing today and it's all Korean town. These people don't wait. So when will it ever be the right time? Malcolm X been saying it. Pool your money together, billions of dollars. Marcus Garvey tried it. He created the largest black-owned establishment in Harlem so long ago. And here it is, we still have questions as to whether we have the capabilities. We have flown people to the moon.
I don't think that the question is about the capability. The question is whether, given the mandate that is developing now to establish such a community,
mm-hmm.
when would things be in place to receive a community and to provide the necessary services and support for such a community?
From the time the idea is spawned, we go,
but,
we do.
I mean, aren't you being a little idealistic in this sense? Because, which doesn't have anything really to do with whether the idea is valid. I think we agree that it's a valid idea.
Can I give you an example?
You also have to pay attention to the reality of things. Once you,
can I give you
establish a community, it has to have support systems within it in order for it to survive and thrive. You mentioned schools. So you have to have that. You have to have some means of commerce that would, you know, maybe a farmer's market and a grocery store and things like that. What will be in this community that would help it to thrive independently and to grow? This is what is, I think, the challenge at the moment.
It will be a challenge. Nobody says it wouldn't be a challenge. I'm not saying it won't be a challenge. Years ago, I established a company and I wanted to go back to Trinidad and develop houses. I knew nothing about building houses. I'm an aircraft technician by trade. So if you want to call the aircraft a flying house, yes, it is. All the implementations of a house are there, right? Right. But I have a practical engineering background from whence my dad started me fixing air conditioning and air conditioners and refrigerators and cars and everything. So I wanted to be an aircraft technician. Okay, here comes an opportunity to go back to Trinidad to build houses with a Brazilian product. I knew nothing. I didn't know where to start, but I started. I didn't wait for somebody to say, well, you have to get this. I started asking questions, finding out from everybody that I knew. There were so many naysayers. I got to Trinidad and I built 50 houses. So we ponder long and we get caught up in this paralysis, analysis paralysis.
The,
and we
the
do
paralysis
nothing.
Of analysis.
Yes. And we do nothing, and we keep and we come forth with all these inhibitions, I say, inhibitions. So I'm doing another project, which I don't want to speak about, but I'll give somebody else a chance to express their thoughts. Thank you for allowing me. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Gamba, for calling in and contributing. Khalil from South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay, Khalil. How are you?
Good. Hope you and the family are well.
We hang again.
You know, in these times, So, I mean, the concurrent. So the idea, now that everyone's on this meme, the idea is wonderful. However, just as you said a few seconds ago, you know, and you didn't say the key word, target. I mean, it's great you had to add a support system, obviously, but, you know, in this climate, you're making yourself a target. You will make that whole community a target because we are in the throes of a newly revived regime of white supremacy that not only exists here, but across, you know, the quote, whatever white means, the white world. Because it's obvious now we are aligning ourselves with the Russians as opposed to colored folk. So, you know, the United States and Russians against Chinese and Korea or anyone else of color. And I mean, to me, that seems quite obvious. But, you know, let's zoom back in. Yeah, so, you know, it sounds great. It would be wonderful, but we would have to have more more of a coalition. And that might be possible because, you know, like with the Black Lives Movement, we see that it's not just black folk, you know, because people see injustice where it is. It is where it is, and it is what it is. And I'm just curious. When folks vote for the current regime, do they understand that they're voting for white supremacy? You know, they can say this and that, but that's what, in fact, they're voting for. They're not voting for fiscal conservatism. They're not voting for anything the Republicans claim they were about. So we can make no mistake that this is a change in time. We have an attorney general who is an absolute criminal. He hasn't been convicted yet, and he may not be, but he perjures himself at any opportunity. He can't even utter that you can't vote twice. I mean, I don't need to go on. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, it's all about what you think, actually. The issue, it seems to me, is whether, A, people support the idea in the larger community. It's clear, since they have already taken the first step and purchased land, It is clear that they have expressed their intention to establish a community. And we are now discussing how will this community survive and thrive, given what we know about racism, about race-based violence, about the law, quote-unquote, that can be used in different ways to snuff out good ideas. And we also have that coming up against the will of a community that has identified itself as a community and has identified itself as pursuing that identity all the way through in forming an independent community. So, where does that leave a budding community, people seeing this as perhaps the only way, at least in the short term, to realize their own governance over their own communities and immediately putting themselves up against a resistance that they will have to face and overcome?
That was so eloquent.
Wow.
And I wouldn't expect any less. Yes, I absolutely agree with everything you said. And so that maybe begs the question, what has gone wrong where we have a group of people, maybe not a group, maybe a group, and then other folks who are sympathetic, that this idea is maybe viable and necessary. That means maybe we have failed, or we are failing as a young country. Because this is not what it's supposed to be about. We're supposed to be a...
When you look at history, you see that other communities have had to confront the exact same thing. And despite the daunting challenges that they face, they nonetheless pursued separation and their own independence, even though things look bleak.
You know, okay, I want to operate from this premise. The whole, one of the main reasons this whole idea started is because, it means a lot, is that police are not giving black folks a fair shake. And it means a lot because it has a lot of repercussions. So if you can't trust the criminal justice system and the enforcement of law in the street, then, you know, you live in a precarious position. So that being said, what do we need? I think Americans, see, honestly, I talk to a lot of people, and I think this is part of the problem. We have a whole, most Americans who don't have a lot of melanin in their skin color believe that law enforcement is, if you're in law enforcement, you're just an upstanding individual, period. That's it. End of story. Whatever you say is right. And that's a hell of a barrier to break through.
But it has to do with a subject larger than just law enforcement. We're talking about an organized system of control and regulation, which includes the apparatus of government. Which will get us into a discussion on why is it that we still have schools that are so, the gap between them is just so stark that there is no way that it could be reasonably expected that a child going to a school in a particular district will do well, as opposed to a child going to school in another district. Or why would certain people get jobs that pay well and others will not? Why would some neighborhoods be regarded automatically as safe and others not, even though both communities are supposed to benefit from policing, I should say, sensible policing? So we have these dichotomies, and they're serious and getting more and more so. So maybe we need to look at this concept. Is the concept of separation in order to save ourselves inevitable?
Mm. Wow. Well, you know, clinically, if you look at the facts, it appears that maybe that is a short-term remedy. Because the trending does not look good. The trend for us, it does not look good. Because, this is what I say to my white brothers and sisters. If you travel through this country, it is very easy, no matter where you go in this country, to tell where the black community is. And it's not by happenstance. It's not because black folks or brown people are inherently deficient. It's because of structural, like you're talking about, institutional racism, which bleeds into real estate, the way laws are enforced, all of that. And, you know, we had this permanent black underclass. This has been going. This is just, it's unacceptable at this point.
You just upgraded us to an underclass. We were slaves.
No, the,
An underclass. Hey, that's an improvement. In our condition, collective condition. But this is what this move, I think, raises for the larger community, the larger Black community, to consider. Is this where we have come? Is this the point to which we have come, and we should deal with it and examine? But they're going ahead.
You trees. Okay, so check this out. Okay, so this just popped into my mind. Now everyone, and see, I thought you were about to cut me off, because when you got into education, you see, that's the serious, you know, folks who have never taught or been in a school, that some of these schools, they're not equipped to even deal with this virus. They weren't equipped to deal with normal circumstances. So you can forget about all this virus. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. And where I live, they're forcing people to go in school. They're forcing people into dangerous positions. So maybe the folks who just, you know, let's just be honest, there's a certain skill set you need to be successful in this country right now. That's just the way it is. So I think that would be maybe like mixed housing. Okay, you have folks who are making money, and they can be an anchor. And then maybe try to draw in some, you know, the folks who are just barely making it. And then it can be looked out for. It,
from the outset, it's a dumb idea, I hate to say.
Well, it's
nobody,
not gonna work,
nobody wants
right.
to wake up every day and see and feel like a yawning contradiction. I am here, I can't make it, but they're there, they do really well. Who wants that? The idea is, how does a government that is intelligent, how does it structure a society where people have a reasonably good chance of achieving their hopes and dreams and aspirations? We don't want to be the experiment. We don't want to be the opposite of what the government itself wants, which is a thriving community. We don't want that. We don't want to be the reminders of, you see us, you see what could happen to you, so you better stay on the good and narrow path. But I get your point. And thank you for calling and contributing today. Duke from Jersey City, what is your idea, or what is your opinion, either about the issue of Donald Trump's mental health, which quietly has been pulled away from the gaze of the public? And now we have this question that many people are talking about, which is, a group of 19 families has pooled their resources together, bought more than 90 acres of land, and are vigorously pursuing the establishment of their own communities that they control. Which are you talking about today?
How you doing, Yatrice?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. As far as Trump, I don't want to waste time. I don't believe Trump is crazy. I don't care what the people.
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
We're not hearing you, Duke. No.
Can you
just
hear me now?
In and out. No. You're
Can
in
you
and
hear
out.
Me now?
Yes.
Okay. No, so I was saying I don't want to waste time on Trump.
Okay,
in
so
terms
then don't.
Of,
so now
okay.
Move on to the next subject.
I am. The 19 families, I didn't hear about this over the weekend. You said this was in Georgia?
Yes.
Okay. Before I respond to that, I just want to add, I don't know if you are aware of the music mogul. He goes by the name of Akon. He's a Senegalese-American R&B artist. And he is creating in his mother country of Senegal a city. It's called Akon City. It's a 2,000-acre solar-powered and cryptocurrency-themed city, something like kind of like what was in the Black Panther, Wakanda.
Yes, but let's get to the subject at hand.
Okay.
Good for him. I'm glad he sees a way to do something that contributes to a community or mindset of community. But let's talk about
right.
the subject at hand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm pointing that out in case you're not aware of it, because that's just taking the same concept of these 19 families on a much bigger scale. So
yes, but
I'm
very careful about quickly adopting projects. I'm very careful about that.
Okay, well, I'm just putting it out there.
We've had enough ripoffs, and we've had enough people promising a lot of things, and basically the issues and the projects don't come true.
Don't manifest. Yeah, yeah. I'm just putting it out there. I recently saw him in an interview, and I knew nothing about this was going on, so you brought up this topic today, and it was a similar issue, so I just put it out there for people. I mean, I know how China is deep in Africa right now, and I'm quite sure China is some of the backers to what he's trying to do, so I'm skeptical about it as well. In terms of what's happening in Georgia, I'm not sure if your question is about black separatism or just these 19 families creating their own little community.
No, it's not about black separatism. It's
okay.
about people articulating what they believe is a rational solution to the realities they live with every single day. And they've reached a point where they are implementing or attempting to implement some kind of a response to it.
Right.
By pooling their resources and establishing this community that they've dubbed Freedom, that would give them an opportunity to establish a community.
Well, with their project, is it closed to just these 19 families, or are they asking for other people to come in and join them?
We don't know whether it's closed. We know that this is how it's starting.
Okay. Well, that's a critical question for me. But if it's just these 19 people who came together and said, okay, let's buy this.
No, 19 families. Families.
Okay. Related families?
Yes, I suppose so. But 19
okay.
families have come together.
I don't have any problem with it. Listen, if I just take my family, my personal family, and we're scattered all over the United States, and if we said, okay, hey, there's 5,000 acres in Montana, let's all move to that area so we could all be together, and then we can create a family-based community within that state, let's say, so we're still working with the police in that state, the healthcare system in that state. I don't see it. That's just really a real estate grab as far as I'm concerned. So I don't see anything wrong with that. It's when it goes to the next step that it becomes problematic to me or questionable when you start talking about.
What is the next step that would become problematic?
Taking it from 19 related families to a black separatist movement. That, to me...
No, it doesn't sound like that's what they're trying to do. It
okay,
is just
so,
that
so then I don't see any...
people came together as the start.
Right.
Of an
I don't idea. See a I don't see any problem with it. Do you see a problem? I mean, to me, that's just a real estate grab. In other words,
no,
they're saying there's 90 acres of...
Would be, down the line, would there be a problem with it?
Yeah, there could be a lot.
What would the problems likely be?
Well, one of the problems is, like one of the previous callers said, you're putting a big target on that one specific area. I mean, the problems, it could be a lot of problems with it. But if it's just a question of 19 or 20 related people or even unrelated people just doing a real estate grab saying, hey, these 90 acres are available, let's all move into this area. I don't know if they were talking about setting up their own schools, their own hospitals, their own security. You didn't mention all of that. So if
well,
it's just...
we don't know all of the particulars, but I would venture to say that given what they see as a solution to the problems that blacks have been experiencing, we've had police killings, we've had the rise of white supremacists also killing blacks. They don't feel safe. They don't feel that they can depend on tax-paid services to protect them. And rather than spend the rest of their lives haggling and fighting over what they are owed as taxpayers, tax-paying citizens,
let's
they decided
just go and create our own
space. To establish our own community.
I don't really see a problem with that. I mean, like one of the previous callers said, it's no different than what the Hasidim do or the Amish do. I don't see a problem with that.
But it is different. It is quite different.
How is it different?
Because of the genesis of it. There's an entirely different history preceding such an action in the case of all of these communities that you pointed to.
But again, I didn't read the article
about...
The
community has a tradition that it has established. What was the other community that you pointed to?
The Amish?
The Amish. Their attitudes are shaped largely by religion and the need to keep apart, but not in a hostile way, but to keep apart, just to say, from societies or communities that they believe threaten the way they want to live. When you live in a Hasidic community, you have to obey community rules. The Hasidic community rules, if they happen to dominate in that community.
I'm sure these 19 families are going to have certain rules for their community.
Sure, but if they comprise
the
community, it wouldn't be so jarring that they would make rules to suit themselves. Every other community does it.
Okay. So, but I kind of feel like we're going in a circle. I mean, listen, if it's just a group of 19 people who are 19 families, maybe they're not even blood related, maybe they're just closely related, and they decide to locate a space somewhere, let's move to this space. Like I said, I didn't read the article or see the interview, so I don't know what the genesis of this. I don't know if they said why they're choosing.
The genesis of this is an increase, at least what they consider to be an unhealthy relationship between the black community and the rest of the community in their part of the United States. They see an alarming increase in police killings, an alarming increase in the extrajudicial killings by quite vigilantes. And
oh, they said that's,
that
they said that's the reason why they're doing it?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, then I have to assume that they're planning to have their own security network, their own...
We don't know.
But it has to be, because just because you're moving, you're still...
If you go out to the Amish communities, there's no Amish police. They rely on the same police force that patrols and polices the rest of the community.
Right,
there's
right.
There's no Amish police force out there.
Right, and so will these 19 families. They're going to be relying on the same police force in Georgia that they're running away from, unless they set up...
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know what the plans are. This was just announced, and
okay.
we are reacting to the announcement.
Okay, so then on the surface, I don't have any problem with it. I mean, in fact, if I had 19 close family members who were successful enough to move from where they are, I would do the same thing. I don't see a problem with it. So I'm not really sure if you're just asking us to respond to it or if you're, if you have a specific question.
If you talked about you don't see a problem with it, it's because you don't have a problem or a history of a problem with it now. Other people have a different experience and have been having a different experience with the apparatus of government. It has not been very friendly to them. In fact, it has been lethal to them. The schools are not equally funded and run and producing good results. So they have an entirely different point of reference, perhaps, than you do.
Right.
And they're trying to address that problem and to see whether informing a community and articulating their own interests in the context of what is best for all of us who have something in common. We have a great opposition to what constitutes a police force and their performance. And the performance has to do with the killings, the extrajudicial killings of our young men. We have a problem with that. And no matter what we do, we don't seem to be able to get through to the police apparatus that this is a problem and it needs to address and to do so quickly and definitively, come up with a solution. There's been no rush to a solution to many of the problems that they want corrected.
And so they decide to just isolate themselves on these 90 acres. I don't
I don't think we should call it that. We don't know whether it's isolation. We do know that they want to form a community.
Okay. I don't listen, Utrice. From what I'm hearing on the surface, more power to them. I don't have any problem with it at this moment. At this moment. But now when we learn more, that's when it can become problematic. Just like you were saying about, you know, the Akon city in Senegal. The more we learn and the bigger it becomes, there could be some problems faced. So, you know, if it's just a real estate grab to create
a
community.
It's not a real estate grab at all. It isn't a real estate grab. It's people purposefully attempting to solve.
To find their own space, right?
They believe they have in common.
Yeah, so then I don't see any problem with it. The only issue on the surface is what happens to the people who can't do that?
Yeah, but that's a whole different subject.
Okay.
When you start off, you have to start off at block one. You cannot solve all problems all at the same time. You tackle the main issue, and then you see how it goes. Thanks for calling in and contributing today. Ari from New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Trace. How are you doing?
Okay, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I would say what Patricia has said. I wish that...
This is Ali.
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, okay. Okay, I got your name somehow as Ari, A-R-I. But
okay.
You're Ali. I recognize your voice.
Yes. And going back, I will say what Patricia said. I wish them a lot of success. But for me, there is a lot of but in there. The first thing that I will have to say about that is I remember the Black Wall Street, how in Oklahoma they're destroying the whole community of very successful Black people. Also, the Black Panther, how they try to form a community and give young kids breakfast. So it was the young lord. This country is controlled and governed by white supremacy in every level, the school system, the health system, the finance, the justice system. And you could just go down to every system is controlled by white supremacy. So I'm looking at this, and like I said, they're going to be governed by the same laws that they govern outside those 90 acres. So I'm thinking about, do they need building permits? Do they have to go use the same roads that everybody else use? I know it's a community, but when you get out of that community, and even within the community, and you could ask the indigenous people in this country, how this government have been able to do fracking on their land, and all the rest of the things that they have been doing. Like I said, I will wish them a really, really huge success. But this country is too evil. Looking in Bolivia, how the majority of the people, the indigenous, and they have an indigenous person govern that country and how it was taken out. I just, like I said, I don't see how they're going to have success on those 90 acres of land. Because they're going to be, you just have to look at what has happened in this country with the indigenous community and how this country, and that gentleman, he mentioned about Africa. The Americans, they are in Africa. The British are in Africa. The French in Mali, they are in Africa. All the European countries. It doesn't matter. We cannot get away from this white supremacy world. And especially in this country. I just don't see it. How they think that living in those 90 acres, they're not going to be governed by this white supremacy government. Especially when it comes to the judicial system. As soon as you drive out there and you're driving while you're Black, they stop you. So that is what I have to say today.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you
for contributing today. Good to hear from you. Nathaniel from Los Angeles, you're on the air. Nathaniel, you're on the air. Okay, then we go to Paul from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Utrecht. How are you today?
Okay, thank you. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Just very briefly, I know that we're running up against the end of the clock, but just wanted to say that there are so many serious considerations that people have to, that we would have to take into account, you know, for such a so-called separation move like that. You know, look at the places that are already black, that already have large black concentrations, you know, like Flint. You had that situation, you know, with the water. And then you have other black neighborhoods where they do all of the toxic dumping. You know, there, you know, and the factor of environmental racism. There are so many things that have to be reckoned with, but I haven't heard anything yet about reparations, that which would make it possible for us to really be American and not, and to have all of the rights and the non-provisional, you know, benefits that we've been suffering through or living with for all these years. It's just that we just have to take so many more things into consideration. I'd like to say more, but like, but then again, you know, well, I realize that we're
I want to do this really fast and put it out there. We've been talking and we use the word separation. Why can't we see it as a consolidation?
I agree.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Right. It is a consolidation. You know, a lot of times people think that what a growing group of black people want to do, you know, for instance, like the American Descendants of Slaves, is to be separate. But it's really not so much a matter of separating and alienating others as it is to just be able to self-identify. And I think that's actually a part of what this group is doing, although I'm not sure, you know, what everyone's lineage is. But it's right. You know, I think it's very much like you said, you know, it's trying to do that and also just to be able to better to define oneself.
Well, we've come to the end of the program, and this subject will, of course, be in progress for some time, so we'll have lots of opportunity to follow the progress. But I thought it's something that we should take a look at today. And thank you all for contributing. I see nobody wants to talk about Trump. I see that. Okay, I wonder why. But thank you so much for calling in, all of you, and contributing. And we talk again tomorrow. Bye-bye.